Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, good morning. Glad you're here today. The show is Cash Flows, and I'm Cash Matthews, your host. And we're talking today to happy people with high hopes. And the Cash Flow Show is for you. You know, our motto here is fire, aim, ready. And the people that like our show are people that are moving along the food chain, trying to grow in some area, whether it's financial or safety or, you know, just your overall picture in life or entrepreneurship or in your marriage. You know, we like to talk about things that matter. And what we do is we bring in people from the local economy that are doing great things where you can copy off of them. And, you know, one of the great tragedies of my life was third grade, getting busted for copying off my neighbor. And my teacher was also my aunt, so she made a big example of me. And, you know, she asked me, why are you copying off your neighbor? And I said, well, he's smarter than me. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple. And so we bring in people that are in certain areas, maybe know some things that they would like to share with you. And you've been looking for the path, and hopefully this show could be part of that path. So we are glad you're here. And good morning, Mr. Kenneth.
Good morning. How are you?
Dude, I'm having... If I was any better, I'd be twins. I still don't know what that means.
Wow. We'll have to look that up.
We need to do a show.
Make sure it's appropriate for the air.
We need to do a show on dumb sayings.
Things people say.
Anyway, Kenneth is our executive producer, and we're glad he's here.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're having a lot of fun with this show.
We certainly are. And, of course, our show is sponsored by and hosted on the TulsaBong.com website.
Right.
And so we're super appreciative for all our local entrepreneurs, and we love being able to help them out, right? And
yeah, 50, be able to give 5,800 of them.
Well, yeah, 5,800 growing every day. And what was it, like 1,000 daily visitors, right?
1,200 yesterday.
So yeah. We are making an impact here in the greater Tulsa area,
right?
To include all the fancy places nearby. But, you know, building a great referral network and having great friends takes a little bit of effort. And I know, you know, the Bong Group started maybe about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and
just a little over 2 years ago.
When you got here, you had zero local contacts, right?
I was right at zero.
Okay. So how many are in your list today?
5,854 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
5,854.
And we, you know, we had an event and we started with three people. Mm-hmm. And that's because I was fortunate that the three showed up because that's who I invited.
Yeah.
And right. I was buying coffee, so they showed up. And we began a process, what we call developing a market.
Yeah.
And I do not believe in trying to make friends with people so that they will do business with you. Right. I think it's reasonably easy for a friend to become a client. I don't even like the mm-hmm. verbiage, turn a friend into a client.
Right.
You know, one of my best referral sources that I met 34 years ago when we first moved to Austin, we've done this experience twice where we moved to a place and knew zero and, you know, met a guy. We played golf, 34 years later, we're still great friends. I was in his wedding. We've traveled the world together. And the referrals from this one person have been substantial. I don't want to say how much, but he never bought anything from me.
Yeah.
He knew what I did. It never occurred to me to ask him. But I believe there's a right way to ask for a referral and give a referral. Thought we'd take a minute and talk about how to give a referral out in this world of Facebook. You know, inside our group, every day, there are people asking, hey, who's a plumber, who's a welder, mm-hmm. who's a video technician who can also do podcasts? And
that's a very specific
one. I'm looking for a video editor who wears Hawaiian shirts.
Oh,
and
bingo.
One, I think we have one. There can be only one. But, you know, I think there's a right way and a wrong way to give a referral. And one of the things that's built our group is how we give referrals. Mm-hmm. And I am adamant about giving referrals in an over-the-top method. I don't do this for everybody, but I do it when I can. And so, you know, we had a post on 4 days ago. Somebody needed a handyman, and 70 people replied. And their standard reply was posting someone's name, mm-hmm. you know, this guy's or this girl, I mean, whoever. And that was it. You know, and they would kind of highlight their name. And, you know, I think there's good, better, best. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to start and tell you what the best way to do it is. And the way I'm about to mention has created more revenue for my direct market. And here's how we do it. I'll go message. So say, Kenneth, you're looking for a handyman.
Sure.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to private message you.
Okay.
Hey, Kenneth, it's Cash from the Bong Group. I wanted to introduce you to my handyman, Donald Smith. Mm-hmm. Donald is one of the founding members of the Bong Group. I've used him multiple times on our properties. He has a key to my house and is somebody that I absolutely trust. He's fairly priced, does great work, and is a great communicator.
Yeah.
Here's Don's cell phone. Here's Don's email. And here's a photograph of Don.
Yeah.
My referral seems to get the business about every time.
Wow.
Because it's easier to sort.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like sorting mail, like good mail, bad mail. And your messages are getting sorted like mail, bad mail, good mail. And so, you know, that person will call me back and say, you know, I called Don right away. I set a time. He's going to be here in 3 hours. Don's a great communicator.
Yeah.
And he's a real person, Donald Smith. One of the best. He's a great handyman, and he's very good at what he does, and he's very conscientious.
And he really does have a key.
And he really—I mean, everybody knows how to get in my house. Yeah. That's not a big stretch. But he's done great work for us, and that person. And I usually don't know the person I'm referring to, because if they already know me, they already have him in the database. Mm-hmm. And you know, we do a section in training called "How to Build a Database," and that's another time we'll do that.
Yeah,
but. The way to give a referral is exact. It needs to be over the top. It needs to be demonstrative. You put a picture in there and something changes in the person who's received it. It's a valuable referral. So if you're going to give a – if you're going to go to the trouble to give a referral, make it count. Here's why it's important. It's important that your person get the deal. It's important that you refer people out. You can build a career never mentioning what you do for a living. I did. Yeah, I don't mention what I do here in Tulsa. Why? Because I am busy referring other people out. And you refer enough other people out, and somebody's going to go, wow, who is this guy? And so it works. I don't give referrals out to get referrals. I give referrals out because I believe in people. And it's such a good starting point to build a strong referral networking base, and I think it's the right way to go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so with that, let's get on with the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we have a guy here today I am excited for everybody to meet. And I met Jody. We had a training here at our office a couple months ago, 3 months ago, and we met him, and his story began to unfold, and I really began to appreciate who he was. So today in our studio, Mr. Jody Stewart. Jody, hello.
Hello.
We are very glad you're here.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, we met at the Bong Group, mm-hmm. right?
Sure did.
And let's talk about that just for a minute. What's your experience been with Bong, and how'd you find it, and why are you here?
Kyle Sullivan.
Man, I get tired of people saying that.
How about that? That could be a whole element itself right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he was our first podcast ever. He's a great guy.
He's great. He said, you need to go. You need to go. I'm like, okay, Kyle, whatever. You need to go. I'm like, Kyle, I get it. I need to go. And he's like, he just calls me. Okay, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I got it. You need to meet Cash. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And here we
I'll
are.
Meet Cash.
And here we are sitting in a refrigerator box filming a show.
Spectacular.
It is spectacular. Well, so you met Kyle. You came to the Bong Group. Have you been to the big live event?
I have.
What's that been? What was that like for you?
That was wonderful. Yeah. The amount of people that are so much interested in not themselves
right.
is contagious in there.
Right.
They want to know about you.
Right.
They don't want to tell you about themselves. They want to know about you.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's incredible. Strangers coming up. Hey, how you doing? Did you like the lunch? Yeah, cool. Hey, what are you doing today after the event?
Yeah.
Well, let's go get a one-on-one. Absolutely. Let's do that.
Yeah, it has really been spectacular, and the friendships we've made and the things we've done. And you know, we had Chase Chapman here yesterday. We run two bowling events, and you were at one of the bowling
sure
events.
Was,
we had,
yeah.
We had 300 at one and 225 at the other. And, you know, that guy single-handedly shared his toys with 525 people.
Yes.
And you start to see the depth of the people in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I get lots of props. Oh, you've done great. But it is the people. I promise you. We put in the first three or four, but it has morphed into 5,854 people as of this morning. And probably be at, I don't know, we'll easily be at 6,000 or so by the end of the month.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
And probably 10,000 by July after the popularity of your show
sure.
blows up. So
yes.
Anyway, well, we're glad you're here at the Bong Group, and we want to learn a little bit about your business. We're with Jody Stewart today, And we're going to talk to Jody about his business, Your Hedge of Protection. Mm-hmm. And you can find them on the web at yourhedgeofprotection.com. You can find Jody also on Facebook at the Tulsa Bong Group. He's a member and easy to search for there. So, Jody, tell us, I want to get into the business side of what you do. I want to hear first about your family dynamic.
Yes.
And I want to hear a little bit about that because it's it really is a better story than most people's business story. So talk a little bit about your family.
I got a lot of kiddos. I got 13 children.
13 children, if you misunderstood
13,
that.
13, yes. Most of them are adopted.
Right.
There's the rest biological and one legal guardian, young boy from Africa. He's Moses. He's fun. It was a sibling group of three children and a sibling group of four children that we adopted within two business days in Texas.
Wow.
The judge was dumbfounded that we could do this. It was definitely a God thing.
Absolutely. That, for both of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for you and the kids.
Yes. And still is to this day.
That's beautiful.
They're walking testimony. They really are.
Right. This is one of the interviews that we've done out of many where we could just turn it off right now and it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And but let's don't do that.
Okay.
Because I want to hear some more. So you adopted 13 children. How did you get on the path?
Well, we didn't adopt 13 children. We adopted 7, 8, depending on legal guardian issue. But we actually
– Yeah, because I mean everybody does adopt 7 or 8.
Yeah,
pretty ordinary.
It's right there.
Easy
peasy. I mean it's right there. Yeah. Everybody should adopt, which meant to
say. Man, I agree. I agree.
The need is great.
Yes, it is. And God bless you for doing that. I honestly, when I first realized what you'd been doing, I was awestruck. And I don't even know what to say as I sit here with you now. How did you get on the road? I mean, what happened? How did this all come about?
Originally, it was the kid's mom and I, when we were married, my ex-wife, that we were talking about. She's like, well, I want to adopt a child from China. I'm like, yeah, I think that'd be great. Let's adopt a child. No problem. So we went down that, looking at what that looked like, foster to adopt. We tried looking locally at adoption. We're like, okay, we can adopt locally. There's no problem there.
Right.
The international wasn't working out. So we decided to look around and we did foster to adopt. We did the foreign exchange student, brought a young lady from Korea over for a little bit just so we could kind of make sure that the dynamic was there, that something we can handle, not a problem. God was with it, obviously. You can handle it.
Yeah.
So we started looking around and we're like, okay, well, local's not working out. That's going to cost a lot of money. We don't really have the revenue, the background to generate that kind of finance. So, okay, well, let's see what we can do internationally. So it turned out that we were looking at a sibling group of, it was like, I think it was like 4 or 5 kiddos from Ukraine. This was many years ago. Wow. And they wanted to, it was like 5 kids. So we're like, 5 kids, we don't have a problem, large family.
Yeah.
Yes, that's great. Let's do it. 5 kiddos from Ukraine. So our church down in Texas came alongside of us. They said, we're going to throw you guys a little fundraiser. Okay, no problem. Throw us a funder. You guys just show up. It's easy. I'm like, okay, wonderful. Yeah, thank y'all. This is what we need to generate these kind of funds for Ukraine adoption of 5 children. We show up to this thing. There's news crews. There's food trucks. Tony Romo sent a signed football helmet and a signed football, and they auctioned all that off. Lowe's and Home Depot had pods of gifts that they auctioned off. And we were just standing there like, what is this? We didn't understand. And they're like, no, we really want you to have these kids. Apparently. So that was spectacular.
Wow. And your church did that for you.
Church did that, yeah.
That's a blowout. That is awesome.
It's a blowout. It was incredible to see that. Just tears everywhere. We were so overwhelmed. And then when we got past that, it was not going to be 5 kids. They found another kid in Ukraine. So it was going to be 6 kids in Ukraine.
Okay.
So we said, okay, the Ukrainian adoption or orphanage director and his translator said, we need to come over to your house in the United States and we need to see what kind of environment these children are going to be in before we just place them in your care.
That makes sense.
Okay. So I'm like, good to go, no problem. So he said, they sent their pictures over, and I'm like, wait a minute. These are in every single Russian movie, American versus Russia movie, the big Russian men coming across. That's what these two men were. Okay. Huge. I was like, these are, Lord, you're with this. I can tell because this is not something – I should not be bringing these two huge strange to my entire family,
right.
Ukrainian men in my home for a week to stay. And it was spectacular. They're wonderful men. And they were like, yep, we want you to adopt. No problem. So they go back to Ukraine. Cool. We're about to go over there and visit for the last time before we get the kids. They said, wait, there's another one. Okay. No problem. God's still with us. We're fine. Seven kids. Ukraine. Yep. And they said, wait a minute. This one's a baby and it's already been adopted. And I'm like, this woman, she's busy. Seven kids. Okay. So they said, wait, it's the baby's adopted. And the Ukrainian law at the time was if any of the children are already adopted, they have to be first offered to that Ukrainian family, all the children. So we're like, okay. And it was a young, very young Ukrainian couple. And they were like, do you want all the kids, the rest of the sibling group for that baby? And they were like, yes, we'll take them all. So we were like, uh-oh. What?
Oh,
we were shocked.
Yeah.
You know, we were like, Lord, what's the plan? What's like, what are we doing here? So we praying and do lots of searching. The Lord was like, well, you are about to leave your biological kids and go across the world to save some of mine. Would you do the same thing, staying and not leaving your children? We're like, yes, Lord, we'll do that.
Right.
So we got us back to domestic adoption. And we did foster to adopt. We did respite care for a group of three kiddos. And I tell you, nothing affects a man when you see kids come in that are very young, 4, 5, 6, 7. And all they have is a trash bag on their shoulder. And that's everything they have in the world.
Right.
And they come into your homes like 11 o'clock at night. And we're like, come on in, kids. We knew they were coming. Come on in, kids. Here's your rooms. Here's what we're going to do. Let's get to bed. Let's put our stuff up. And we're playing around and you know, it was summer in Texas. It was warm. And the girl that came, she was wearing short sleeve shirts and she had a huge scar on her elbow. And I'm like, this is a very young child. Well, she had a huge gaping scar on her elbow. I'm like, sweetheart, what'd you do here? Did you fall off your bike or something? She goes, oh no, that's a bullet hole from the bullet that killed my father. It went through my elbow. Mm-hmm. So that's how you don't want to start the first day.
Wow.
Yeah. We're like, okay, it's bedtime. Let's go to bed. Everybody go to bed. So that was, there's a lot to those kiddos that's behind the story of adoption.
Right.
That people need to be aware of.
Wow.
Where they come from and what you get, but where they go.
Right.
That's incredible.
And so that became one of the children you adopted?
Yes. Yeah. She's spectacular. Okay. She's a treasure.
Yeah. And how old is she now?
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Sixteen going on 30, I think.
golly. And she's acclimated well?
She has. She's wonderful. She has two younger brothers that literally at the adoption, the police officer was crying at the adoption. And we're like, what's going on? San Antonio police officer. These are pretty hardened professionals. Right. What's going on? Is everything okay? And they said, if we knew that these children were going to be adopted. When he said, he and she, both of them, they said, when we carried that boy out of the room, We thought we were carrying a corpse. And now we're here at his adoption. And it's all because Emerald saved their lives.
Right. Wow.
Impactful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we have a whole other podcast coming up down the road with Jody Stewart here.
Yeah.
And, well, God bless you for that. I mean, it is quite a story, and I know we could probably talk the whole time about it, but...
Absolutely.
You know, I heard the story. I saw the story. I saw your family show up at one of our events.
Yep.
And we were deeply honored that, you know, that you would bring your family to hang out with a bunch of bong people.
I said, we're going, kids. We're going. It's his house.
Yeah. And it was a great day.
It was a great
day. We're having that same event tomorrow, by the way.
That's wonderful.
If you all would, we would love to have you. Well, we want to dig into the business side of what you're doing and some of your endeavors. You know, so we're all entrepreneurs. We all kind of have an entrepreneurial mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a company that is yourhedgeofprotection.com.
Yes.
And let's just start with an overview of your hedge of protection and tell us a little bit about what it is. And then we'll dig into the why and how here in a little bit.
Certainly. Yeah. It's basically a weapons training organization, but there's a lot of facets to it. It's not specifically weapons training.
I mean, right.
I'll help teach folks how to use weapons, how to be familiar with weapons, how to be comfortable, because that's a lot of the issues I come across. People come up and I have a handgun. I've never used it. I've never shot it because I don't know how to use it.
I'm afraid of it.
I'm afraid of it.
Essentially,
yeah. We can fix that. But more importantly, we can fix it on the range. Everybody wants to go to the range in a classroom. That's good. I think the best place for people to learn, especially in that type of scenario, is in their home.
Right.
I'll go to your home. I'll go there and I'll teach you in your home, which is great because you got your family here. Your family needs to know about this too.
Right.
This is not something, this is a single point failure in your home. The mother or father needs to know it and no one else. That's not the case.
Right.
They need to be familiar with this. So after we get the preliminary work done, range time, weapons familiarization, I'll go to someone's home and I will literally teach them scenarios and we'll almost tabletop in their room, in their house. Like you're sitting on your couch, you're watching a show, you're watching Netflix, whatever. The door gets kicked in. One of your kids is upstairs. You three are down here on the couch. Where's your weapon?
Right.
Where's your safe?
Right.
Or it's next to you and there is a, they kick in the door and they're armed. You have to draw your weapon. What's behind that wall that is behind them? Is that your daughter's room? Is she in there right now?
Mm-hmm.
These are things you need to consider, and you don't want to consider them in the moment.
Right.
So the more we can set people up for that success, the more comfort they feel, the more at ease and safe they're going to be in their homes.
Yeah, because the situation's stressful enough.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you don't want to be doing the mathematics of should I pull the trigger here.
No, you don't.
Right.
No, sure don't. You don't want to, I mean, your training, you're going to fall to the level of your training. You're not going to rise to the level of your expectations of how good you are in training.
Right. So you people go with you and shoot as well?
Absolutely.
So do you use an indoor range kind of thing?
Indoor, outdoor, doesn't matter. If somebody even just has land, I can set up a range.
Okay.
That's simple. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a bong member that actually has a gun range up on. I think it's Mingo and 51st-ish or something.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and we've been up there and did some basic training with him, and it was awesome that we have an environment where safety is encouraged.
Yes, and it needs to be.
So your hedge of protection. How did you choose the name?
Your hedge of protection. Well, we looked at some other names and they were taken, and we're praying about it. We're like, I almost think it was a mother-in-law. I think it was Shauna, my lovely bride. I think it was her mom who mentioned something about hedge of protection. Shauna heard that. She's like, hey, how about hedge of protection? Like, yeah, let's do it. Let's look it up. Job 110. It's when the Lord says to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil remarks about it, and he says, yeah, but you have a hedge of protection around him. Take that away, basically. Take that away from him and see what he'll do. He'll curse you to your face. And that the devil would say and recognize that the Lord put a hedge of protection around someone.
Right.
And that it, in fact, existed. Well, I need to remind folks that they have a hedge of protection.
Right.
And I can help them with that in these areas.
Okay. Well, that's I love the name. I love what you're doing. Is this the primary thing that you do for a living?
It is not. No.
Are we allowed to talk about what
certainly.
you earn a living?
Yeah. I'm at Superior Termite and Pest Control right now. I'm their business development.
Got it. So and you help people on their homes have a hedge of protection.
I do, literally.
Against bugs and rodents.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's a fascinating deal because the weather's changing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those guys are ready to come live indoors.
Oh, they're coming.
Yeah, I was out by the side of my house. We'd had a little cold snap, and I went down the side of my house, and there's a little hole in a brick. I'd never noticed until I saw the back half of a snake hanging out of it, and he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it. I thought it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
and it plugs up the hole.
Tell the other ones.
Yeah, go tell your friends. Let this be an example.
That's right.
We're going to do a quick studio break here real quick. Kenneth, who are we talking about this morning?
All right. Today we are going to talk about our friends over at Kenneth Bauckin Photography. Kenneth Bauckin Photography is here to help bring your awesome ideas to life. I specialize in helping businesses explode their online presence through professional photo, video, and virtual event production with a rapid turnaround. It's commercial photo and video services with a personal touch. Learn more at KennethBauckin.com.
Very good, sir. Big fan of the Kenneth Bauckin guy.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, he is our executive producer. I think you need to add podcast. What's the right word for you? Podcast genius?
Mm-hmm. We've come up with so many names.
Hero is a little strong.
That's
but,
right.
But, you know, maybe
right.
appropriate. I want to use the right one. So, anyway, we're here today with Jody Stewart. And Jody can be found at yourhedgeofprotection.com and also on the Facebook group Tulsa Bong.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to reach out to him and learn a little bit more about Your Hedge of Protection. And he does weapons training and safety training. And,
yes.
You know, home defense in many levels because you're in the pest control business as well.
Yes.
So you're the great defender.
I am.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting you mentioned that because I talked to the wife about this going over some questions that might be brought up. Is that my career in the Air Force of 22 years as a military policeman, security police, and combat arms, we were known as defenders. So even since 1990, when I was 18, making mistakes, joining the Air Force, I trained to be a defender. And now as a young adult, I'm defending in a lot of areas. So that's great.
Wow. So, I mean, life of service.
Life of service.
All right. And Jody is the father to 13 children, some adopted, some not.
Some not.
Yeah. And, man, what an awesome testimony it is to just genuine love for people. And, fair enough. So we're talking about your hedge of protection and how do you start that? I mean, you just mentioned you're in the Air Force and we want to kind of tie that in, but on the business side, when did you start it? What was going on when you started it? Cause I want to hear about this business.
Well, historically, excuse me. I've been doing weapons training ever since my retirement of the Air Force, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I love training people. I love seeing people get the skills and then making it their own and realizing they can do this and they can be very good at something when 8-10 hours ago, they were very, very unsure of what they're about to do.
Right.
But to see that revelation in their mannerisms, how they handle something.
Right.
The familiarization, it just comes across that it's you're building skills for them that's going to carry into other areas.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I can do this. I can do this now. Well, maybe I can do this now too.
Right. So you turned it into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think an easy question, how's it going? I mean, it seems like there's a big interest in this.
There is. Yep. The webpage is in its infancy. The whole actual business is pretty young, but it's going to thrive because I've done the research and asking people, hey, do you think this would be a good idea? Hey, do you think, and they're like, yeah, I'll do it. I want to be your first customer.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Well, we need to make sure that when that is up and running and 2-year satisfaction that we put you up in front of the Bong group.
Yes.
You know, officially mm-hmm. You know, to do one of the premier speaker spots.
Wonderful.
And we'd like to make sure you have an opportunity to do that, you know, to share your kids, to share your faith and share your business. So that remind me of that, Kenneth. We need to get this fellow up on stage and, you know, hopefully, I mean, so website's in its infancy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But you're training now.
I'll train you.
Your biz is up and running. Do you see a difference in the numbers of men and women that apply to do what you do?
I'm seeing as far as being in an instructor area or student-wise?
On the student side.
There's a lot more ladies coming to me asking, hey, I have this web. Like my wife's very involved in real estate. And all the time I'm interacting with realtors, or she is, and they're like, hey, this lady came up. She's like, yeah, I know your husband does weapons instruction. I've had this pistol. I've had it for 3 years. It's been in my gun safe. I've never shot it. I don't know what I'm doing with it. We're like, perfect.
Or how to load it.
Perfect.
All the basics.
We can literally do this. Like, I can make you a successful firearms enthusiast. That's not a problem.
Got it. I heard this story the other day on the internet, so it had to be true.
Yes.
But they were speaking of an area, a population somewhere, where everybody in the community was armed.
I have heard of these places.
And it seemed as though the crime rate was substantially less. Is that something you could speak into?
100%. Yeah, it is. If everybody – and you look back into the times of the Old West when everybody had a firearm.
They had a sidearm,
they did.
At least, for sure.
Everybody was a lot more polite then. You mouth off, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
Pushed, smacked, shot. There's no telling. So the common sense in – personal responsibility and also respect for others is way different.
So, you know, we work with lots of realtors, and you mentioned that your wife works with realtors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the, and the real estate industry is predominantly female. There are lots of both. But do you guys offer any specific training for realtors where they could come in and, I mean, maybe even, you know, sponsor this as a group? Do you do any group training?
Absolutely group training. We will be doing realtor-specific training where we can actually, okay, you're going into a house. You don't know what's in there. You're opening the key before you're showing or to show for someone. Could be you're in there alone with someone who wants to look at a house. You don't know them from anyone.
Right.
That's a difficult position to be in.
Right.
So they need to be aware of what's going on.
So you recommend that all realtors carry?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I recommend everybody does.
Well, that makes the most sense. What about, like, you know, because we have a lot of friends that are realtors from this bong thing we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I worry about them. And, you know, they're out there working hard, giving it their all, and then all of a sudden some jackweed wants to do something stupid.
Oh, yes.
Are there preventive things that can happen? Are there preventive things that you all teach that we could share here?
A lot of it's going to be situational awareness. Because if you're paying attention to your surroundings, you're not going to be surprised.
Right.
When this guy reaches into his jacket or his bag that he's carrying as you're unlocking a house to show that, you know, it's a $450,000 house, you as a realtor will probably be keyed in on the features of this house. What's going on?
Yeah.
Not what AKA Jackweed is going to be digging out of his belt line.
Right.
Well, if you're talking to him while you're unlocking the door, now you can see what's going on.
Right. So pay attention to your surroundings
totally,
at all times.
At all times.
There's not a time to take your focus off your surroundings.
Head on a swivel. That's when you get struck.
Yeah. I always wonder if there's a way to do a quick background check on who you're showing a house to. And I don't know. I don't really know how to do that. But, you know, I know there's a way to do that somehow. It's probably a little cumbersome.
Oh, yeah. It would be. For all the showings that they would do, that would be very cumbersome. But even just a cursory Facebook check can tell a lot about a person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I don't know. It's scary. We've known people that have had issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what you're doing. So you do lots of weapons training.
Yes.
And it sounds like you do safety training.
Yes.
And you would draw a distinction between the two. I mean, situational awareness to me is what I talk to my wife and daughters about. Pay attention where you are.
Yes.
Look around the corner before, you know, we leave here at night, and before I go, you know, sauntering off into the parking lot at 9 o'clock at night, I have a look around.
Yep.
You know, just a cursory look.
Oh, yeah.
And but you spend more time on the weapons training than you do the safety training?
Either or. If in the weapons training, especially for women, I'll teach them, like, you need to have a flashlight.
Yeah.
It gets dark every single day. Like, there, when you walk out of your office at night, you're getting in your vehicle early in the morning, go to Quick Trip, come back out, and it gets dark.
Yeah.
You need a flashlight.
Yeah. What about the things, and we've seen people carrying the mace cans, or I don't even know what they're all called. You have any, are those, any efficacy that you could report on those?
They're good to a point. They're good to spray and go. I mean, if you need to get away, obviously we want anyone to run away from any type of scenario they're involved in. Like, the best plan is always to disengage.
Yeah.
And get away.
Get away from the situation if you can.
Yeah, especially if your family, loved ones, small children, that is not the time you want to go hands-on or start doing a firefight. That's not it. Mm-mm. You got some very valuable assets there you need to protect first.
Yeah.
And for you to play games with this guy, that's not, shouldn't be your ideal.
You know, it seems like we see a lot of videos about people being accosted at gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And any wisdom, is there any, anything, you know, middle pump, outer pump, is there any, any numbers on why that's a problem?
I would definitely say inner pumps are better. Exterior pumps are going to be easier. Avenues of approach to get to and get out of.
Right.
But besides that, as soon as you get out of the vehicle, lock your door. Because when you go over and start paying for the gas, you're probably not looking at your vehicle.
No, not at all. I'm trying and to figure out which end of the card to put in.
Probably didn't lock it getting out of it.
Right.
So that's the best time for somebody to get in that car, especially if you leave it running.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. That takes seconds.
Yeah. They're in and gone in, in a moment.
Gone. And you're standing there with the gas pump. No car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably no phone.
Saves you $50 on the fill-up.
Well, there's that.
And if they're like my wife, then they've got about 3 miles left that they can drive the vehicle.
They're not going far. He'll be back.
You wave, hey, buddy, you're going to want to fill that up before you drive off.
Look at the fuel.
Can you cut that out of this show?
I'll see what I can do. I don't know. I may have to.
It's not
going to
work. Okay. Oh, man. It's bad having a podcast sometimes. So, as you've built this, is there anything that you didn't see coming that you wish you'd known about as an entrepreneur? What mountains have you had to climb?
Looking at it, I should have done it earlier because I've seen some people throughout the nation who I've followed or looked at, and they're a lot further along than I am currently because they started earlier.
Right.
So looking at that, I would have definitely liked to start earlier.
Yeah.
But I mean, the client base is there and the need certainly is there.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to promote this. This is something that that I believe in, you know, 100%. And to watch you grow and to watch how your life is, you know, just to watch your life. Your life is a good example for others. So who's had the most influence on Jody Stewart in this process?
In this process, his name is Creek Stewart.
Creek Stewart.
Yes.
Thank you, Creek Stewart.
Thank you, Creek Stewart.
Talk about him.
Man, this guy.
Yeah, let's hear it.
He's actually a wilderness survival instructor. He's also a TV host. He's been on lots of TV programs. He's on Fox and Friends. He has books he's written. I call him Uncle Creek because we share the same last name. So all the kids are like, hey, what's Uncle Creek doing? Because they'll see me watching a video or something. Like,
right.
Trying to make fire with cotton and coffee grounds. Like, Google that up. That's a good time.
Yeah, we do that a lot around here. Anyway, sorry.
So the things he's done, like he has wilderness training workshops. He just basically teaches people wilderness survival training with almost everyday stuff.
Right.
And he's done it for so long. I think he's based in Idaho. Incredible. I mean, follow him, watch him, read him. There's really nothing wrong with totally getting into everything he has.
Right.
Creek Stewart.
All right. We're calling out Creek Stewart, the wilderness training, survival training.
Yep. TV host.
All right. Well, let's get him. Let's just write down another guy to get on the show.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful guest to have on a show. We may have to go to Idaho.
Oh, road trip.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
You know what? Hey, if you two will go with me, I'll buy.
Let's do it.
All right. We are here with Jody Stewart. Jody is the founder of YourHedgeOfProtection.com, and he also works in the pest control business.
It's true.
With Superior.
Superior Termite Pest, yeah.
Superior Termite. Not your average termite, Superior Termite and Pest Control. And we appreciate that. Appreciate you being on the show today. Do you have a wisdom, a nugget of goodness that you can share with our listeners before we sign off here?
Absolutely, I do. Throughout even my military career, and especially as now being an entrepreneur, excuse me, I'm seeing that the sooner you realize it's not about you, the better.
All right.
Because if you're going to even bong events, if I'm going for this creation of this business for myself, it's probably going to fail. If I'm doing it to serve others, to make others more knowledgeable, better, to give them skills they didn't have,
right,
that's going to help me be successful.
Right.
So as long as it's not about me and I'm focusing on someone else, as long as you're focusing on someone else and not yourself,
right,
you're going to do so much better.
Amen, brother. Focus on others. Use money, serve people instead of the other way around.
There you go.
And we're here with Jody Stewart. Jody, the father of 13 and a man that we all admire greatly. You can find Jody at YourHedgeOfProtection.com on Facebook or in the Tulsa Bong Facebook page. Jody, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks, Cash. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, I think that's going to be a wrap for today's show. We are thankful for our guests and our sponsors who keep this thing alive. And you know, it's a tricky world out there, just keeping it all together, fighting for that dream, fighting for that next inch, fighting for that next thing to come true in your life. And sometimes it just takes people like Jody Stewart to come alongside you, to encourage you, to train you, to educate you, and to help you believe. So today, let's be nice to each other and make good decisions for our family. Let's be safe. And today would be a great day to forgive somebody who absolutely doesn't deserve it. You know, forgiveness is not about that person. It's about you. And it's about cutting those chains that may have held you down. And that may be the missing link for the you that you were meant to be. So to our friends out there listening, watching, and sharing this show, thank you. And remember, Cash Flows is a show about you. Thank you for being here today.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.